Charles, Hilary, Dave, welcome back to Ireland.
Thank you.
Good to be back.
We are.
I mean, this is your second time, obviously, as C2C headliners after previously playing the festival in 2015. And, you know, if anybody doubted the rise in popularity of country outside of America, this festival, the sheer growth of the scale, particularly in London, that's the proof, right?
Yeah, I will say I was blown away just seeing how many of these, the newer artists, you know, even on their first record, you know, are starting to come and do like different songwriter rounds and things. Mm-hmm. You know, that didn't happen early on, even in our career, you know, 10 years ago. And so it's really cool to see that maybe even we were a little bit of a part of, you know, helping kind of open some even more doors, because, you know, people like Garth Brooks obviously opened those doors for us. Mm-hmm. And it really is pretty wild to see how it's grown and the fan base. I mean, it's just, it really is shocking. I mean, it's refreshing and humbling.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to see you guys play quite a few times, and you always manage to create a special evening that I would say lives long in the memory, you know, from an intimate gig at the Olympia Theatre in 2012 to that C2C gig here at the Three Arena in 2015. Obviously, you brought your own headlining tour here in 2017. And that night in particular, I remember it was a couple of days after Tom Petty had passed, and you guys paid tribute to him on stage.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's so special. I mean, I just think these audiences, like Charles was talking about, have just been so fantastic for us. I mean, we're trying out a few new songs tonight, actually, that no one's ever heard. We just recorded in the studio back in Nashville, and this is the kind of audience you can do that with. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just such great fans of music, and, you know, like he was saying, I mean, everybody's talking about this festival. I mean, when we're back home in Nashville, I mean, everybody's talking about who's going to C2C. I mean, this is a really a huge thing to watch it grow, and it's just been so important for us to continue to come back, and we just love it. I mean, really. I mean, these are our people that talk about, what's your favorite place to play? I mean, I'd say London, Dublin, you know, Glasgow, L.A., you know, Australia. I mean, just these are the top places in the world that we get to play our country music. So it's a lot of fun.
Wow. And it is obviously worth mentioning, if any of our listeners are heading to Vegas anytime soon.
Yes, come see us.
Yes. A month ago today it was, you began the residency at the Palms.
That's right. We did 5 shows very beginning of February, and we have 5 more shows in May and then 5 in August. So come see us. And it's been really incredible to have that kind of new live show experience, which is very different than anything we've ever done before. And the show, I will say, is different than any show we've ever done. And it's different every night because it's so spontaneous, and it's a small, it's 2,300, 2,400 people, very intimate. And we have a great kind of interaction with the crowd, and it's nice to feel stretched creatively in a live show environment. Mm-hmm. And it's similar when we come over here, because we, you know, make the set list a little bit different. We play songs that we wouldn't normally play in the States or, you know, anywhere else. And it's just because the relationship that we feel we've built with our audience here, with our fans here, is just really creative and artistic. And we just feel freedom to play the songs that move us, honestly, sometimes more.
Yeah, we found that they're not a casual listener. They're a very invested listener over here. And so you can pull out some, you know, album tracks that might fall flat in the States. They don't fall flat over here, which is really refreshing.
My favorite Lady Antebellum song is Lie With Me.
Oh, thank you. It's one of ours, too. Yeah. We love that song.
And, you know, obviously, as we expect from a Vegas headliner, it's a big, slick production. But there's a part of the show, I believe, where you manage to strip everything down and create almost like an intimate Bluebird-style atmosphere, which allows you to showcase the songwriting talent behind the songs.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, kind of giving the listeners in Vegas kind of the full scale of what we kind of do. I mean, there's obviously bigger moments with our horn section and stuff, or You Look Good and some fun songs like Downtown. But we have a songwriter portion, and we actually have been flying out some songwriters from Nashville. I mean, that part of the story of Nashville is just so amazing. I mean, that's my favorite part of the show, that when we get to just sit, talk about stuff we're writing, bring out some songwriters, let them talk about stuff they wrote for other country artists or pop artists. Mm-hmm. And it's so fun. I mean, that is just the thread that is through all country music, is songwriting. And so it's so fun to be able to showcase that. And even tonight we'll be doing a similar kind of thing as well, being able to sit, talk about how we write these songs, how we got together in 2006, and how we met, and how we, you know, just started writing songs. And that's really what you know, birthed this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And Hilary, your husband took your eldest daughter to Planet Hollywood to see the Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
Who brought her on stage and serenaded her.
Yes, they played, they sang Shape of My Heart. she blew off one of our shows to go see the Backstreet Boys because they just so happened to fall on the same night. And I was extremely jealous. I would have loved to have been at two places at once. But yeah, she loves them so much. And it all kind of started, it's a sweet, quick story. We toured last summer with Darius Rucker and Russell Dickerson. And she fell in love with Russell. He's just this really awesome talent, but he's also super, you know, friendly, and they have this connection. And so I was trying to explain to her, like, give her an example of a band that I loved as much as she loved Russell at this age, like talking about me being a music fan as a child. And so then I introduced her to the Backstreet Boys, and then it was over. We literally play them all the time in our house. She begs for it. And so for her to be able to see that show, and then for them to take such incredible care of she and Chris, my husband, and give her that unforgettable experience, I'm like, every other show is ruined for her now after that.
And last September, obviously after 10 years with Capitol Records, you moved labels to the powerhouse that is Big Machine. And you mentioned Darius and Russell Dickerson there. I know when you were on the road, you were writing songs with them.
Yes.
So are we going to get to hear these new songs in the shape of an album anytime soon? And also, with the shift in labels, is that going to be reflected in maybe a shift in sound?
I don't know necessarily if changing a label would change our sound, but when it comes to picking singles, I mean, they definitely, you know, they said, what is your vision for, you know, moving forward? And we felt like, you know, songs like Lie to Me, sometimes there has been a little hesitation of putting those songs out front, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel like this label is kind of wanting us to be bold again and to really, you know, not be afraid and just chase down what we feel like really truly is our sound. And so, you know, so far they've just, it's just new energy. I think anytime, you know, we've had such great success with Universal Capitol Records and we love that whole team. We just felt like it was time for, you know, anytime we've ever mixed up things, it's something positive has always come out of it. And so we have a lot of excitement. I don't know if any of the songs, we wrote a lot of songs with Russell and Darius. I don't know if any of those songs are going to make their way out. You just never know. We write so much on the road. And but there's definitely songs that the three of us wrote out on the road that'll be on this new record.
That's cool. And just finally, you know, I want to say to you guys, you know, with the change in the way that people consume music these days, people's attention spans have become a lot shorter. Longevity is becoming so, so difficult. You know, the fact that even just you came together naturally, you weren't put together, right?
Yeah.
And you were driving around in a Jeep and you were playing anywhere for anybody who'd listen.
Mm-hmm.
To now be 7 studio albums in, you write and produce your own music. You know, you've toured the world many times. You've won countless awards. You've got a Vegas residency, for crying out loud. And also, you know, it seems like every other young country star I speak to these days, when you talk about influences, Lady Antebellum, right?
No.
And not only have you influenced that generation, but the next generation, you're continuing to still do the same thing. And, you know, I mentioned at the top of the interview about C2C being responsible for the explosion of popularity of country. You guys are just as equally responsible for that, you know?
Well, we have a lot of people to thank for giving us, you know, time on a stage when they were coming over here. I mean, we have Keith Urban took us to Australia for the first time. We've had so much support from other artists to have us, you know, bring us along to introduce us to this incredible fan base that, you know, we've really tried our best, even with the distance, to nurture and appreciate with our whole heart. And I mean, some of our most fun shows we've ever had have been when we've been here. And that is not blowing smoke. It's the truth. There's nothing cooler to me as an artist than being very far away from what I would call home, but feel musically, creatively so connected that it feels like home. Mm-hmm. And that's what the stages are for us when we're here.
That's very nice of you to say. Guys, we can't wait to see you play later. And again, like, you didn't have to do this. Thank you for giving me some of your
time. Absolutely. Happy to.